Let the band play.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy lately. Yeah, I've been getting paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, that like clock, you major. I just had a new set of poles on a new Mercedes.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Future of NFT Podcast, the most efficient and realest podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared. Today, I am recording this episode on a cruise ship right now. First cruise ever in the middle of the ocean, just cruising, recording this episode. Just want to give you a little context before we get into it. So if you're new to NFTs and Web3, want to give you a warm welcome. I'd highly suggest you start at episode 1, work your way all the way through the catalog. I'm confident either I or one of the guests we've had on will teach you something 100%. First episode I ever recorded was explaining NFTs to my mom, so that always just seems like a fun one to start at. Let's get into it. So this episode is going to be super abstract. Like, there's no real points here. There's no real outline. No outline. It's just thoughts. It's just thoughts just flowing. So just keep that in mind as I go everywhere, as I do when I get excited and shit. So this one's going to be called The Next Generation or The New Generation, whatever. So I think is just super funny. And tell me if, you know, write me in, tell me, email me, tell me if you disagree. But from what I see and what I talk to older people, because I'm 24 years old, talking to older people, they have wisdom. They have fucking wisdom. That's something young people don't always have, right? Wisdom is fucking key, especially pre-internet wisdom. That shit is golden. Like, you can't, there's no amount of money in the world that you could trade for that, for that type of knowledge or wisdom. Like, it's just golden shit. So for me, I always love talking to older people because they put you on to things. They give you new perspective about life. They just, it's always good shit. It's always good shit. And I never regret a conversation I have with an older person. So I just want to start there. But I think it's funny because, dude, a 90-year-old right now, they would talk about a 60-year-old and they would say, oh, 60-year-olds are fucking soft. They're weak. Right? To the same extent, a 60-year-old would look at a 40-year-old, right? So basically, like, my grandparents would look at my parents and be like, oh, that generation, they're fucking weak. They're soft. They had it easy, right? And and even our parents, right? I'm 24, so my parents are like 50 years old, right? They would say the same thing. They would say, oh, yep, the 20-year-olds now, they're fucking soft. They're weak. They're on the devices, fucking participation trophies, like, right? Like, it. It's just funny because it's what I fucking hear. Like, it's just what I hear. Like, every generation shits on the next generation that comes after them. They just, it is what it is. Like, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's not good or bad or whatever. It's just, it is what it is. It's that simple. So I think it's super funny. But when I think about the next generation, do I think the kids are soft? I mean, come on, from a 24-year-old, I think, like, if, again, we're in our 20s, if there's people listening in their 20s right now or their 30s, we could look at the kids right now and say, oh, okay, these kids are just fucking device heads, right? Like, they're just addicted to the iPad. They're just, they're soft, they're whatever, right? This is what we would say, right? I think it's also, to the same extent, I think these kids are fucking smart. Contrary to what most people would think or what they would say about the next generation that comes after them, I think these kids are fucking really, really smart, right? So as much as we like to shit on social media or any of this shit, right, it could do it. There's a lot of good. Like, I mean, that's not undeniable. Like, kids are learning at different rates. They're understanding things at just different speeds. Again, I'm not even going to get into it, but when we think about the metaverse fucking, and I know that probably sounds weird for this type of conversation, but when we think about metaverse learning and this type of AI shit, like, dude, learning is going to be completely different in a positive way. Some people might think, oh, and again, with all this shit, is there some negative things? Of course, that's with anything in life, right? There's always going to be positives and negatives, but I think with the next generation, I'm really confident and I'm proud. It probably sounds weird, but I'm confident in the next generation. And the next generation is us, as 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds. Yes, we even are the next generation because we are the next people in office. We are the next people to make changes. We're the next people to make shit happen. So I think it's super important. It's our duty to correct all the shit that's had previously, right? So not even blaming 90-year-olds, right? I'm not trying to shit on 90-year-olds. Like, I'm pretty sure they did the best at the time with the resources that they had. However, we have different resources, right? So we can make shit happen differently, right? Some of the laws that we have in place. And this goes to fucking anything, like literally anything. Anytime that we see that there should be a change or something where we can make a positive impact, I think that the next generation, right, is the one to make it happen. So a lot of people like to shit on the next generation. I think they are the next bright, the next this just action fucking takers, just noble fucking people. Like, I think that they are the ones. They're super self-aware. Like, these kids are fucking smart. These kids looked up. These kids are looking at the older generations and saying, hey, we don't want that shit. We see how y'all have been doing it for this amount of years, and obviously this shit hasn't worked out. We want to change shit, right? And I'm pretty sure every generation changes shit. Like, that's just how it goes, right? Some people would argue it's for the better. Some people would say it's not. However, I think the general, like, if we looked at, like, a line graph, it's going more positive for sure. I think more people are, quote, waking up, right? That you could take that however you want it, but I think more people are self-aware, and it's all just good shit to me. I think as much as people shit on social media and just the digital age, like, it's, there's so many advancements, and I don't know, it just fucking excites me. It actually makes me, like, just genuinely happy. Like, it makes me happy because, of course, we're gonna have those people. Like, does that mean the entire next generation is gonna be perfect and no one's gonna be an outlier? Of course not. There's always gonna be, like, no matter what happens, there's always gonna be an outlier. But I think for the most part, the general theme is going, it's positive. It's just positive. So to be able to look at the previous generations and pick out what you don't like or what you thought they did wrong or whatever, like, it's, again, it's not nobody's fault, but it's just, it's, we're more self-conscious, or we're more like just aware of what we want and what we don't want. And I think that that is super important when we, as we dive into the next 50 to 100 years, like, a century is obviously a long time, right? But a lot can change in a century. A lot of good things can change in a century. So I think the next generation being able to use the tools that they have available, right? Because, again, we've heard people, we've heard 40, 50, 60-year-olds now, they say, oh, well, you have this, so it's so easy for you, or whatever. It's like, I understand what you're saying, but we all have the exact, if you're alive right now, we all have the same tools that we could use to accomplish whatever we need, right? So it's not like, you know, like, I don't know, maybe I guess because just because we were born in the digital age or whatever, we all have the same tools, right? We're all gonna use this shit, or we're not. We're all gonna sit back and complain about what if, or we didn't have it, or whatever, or we're just gonna make shit happen with what, you know, like. So a lot of times I see older people, they don't want to learn the new shit, which, I mean, maybe, I guess I understand, but you can't complain, you can't, right, in the same breath, you can't complain that you didn't have these tools accessible to you, because you have them accessible to you right now, right? So it's just interesting. But I think I always just hear that. It's a common thing I hear. It's like, oh, well, we didn't have that when we were growing up. Like, you had it easy. You had it. It's like, dude, every generation had it easier and easier and easier. And that's the trend. The trend is that it's going to get easier and easier as technology advances. Like, that's just what it is. Like, you're going to sit back and complain and bitch, or you're going to fucking make some shit happen. Like, it's literally that simple. So I'm just confident. I'm confident in the next generation that they're going to be the ones to make shit happen. They're going to be the ones, again, when I say them, I'm not talking about necessarily 10 or 15-year-olds, but it's us, the 20-year-olds, the 30-year-olds, the 40-year-olds, right? The 50-year-olds, like, even if, whatever, we're still the next ones. Like, we're still alive in this century, so we're going to be the ones to make shit happen. So, I don't know. I think it's a super interesting conversation. I think a lot of these kids are just, again, like I've said before, they're bright. Like, they're just super self-aware. They know what they want. They know what they don't want. They know what they like. And it's good, right? So because of social media, because of all this transparency, like, it completely has changed, right? Like, we know what's going on in other parts of the world. We know what's going on just at the tip of our fingertips. Like, we know actively what's going on live right now. Before, again, if you're 90 years old, you watched maybe a TV and it was just one program and it was just one message and it was just one, like, there wasn't a lot of, like, you couldn't see everything. You couldn't see everything necessarily, right? But now we could do that, and I think the world is more connected, even though it's divided, right? Obviously, it's divided in some ways. I think generally the trend is moving towards being more connected, more love. And I know this shit sounds probably, like, fucking cheesy and whatever. It's just the actual truth. It's just there's going to be more. I think even, like let's just take it to this example as well, because this shit matters. People are more healthy. It's just that simple. People are becoming more healthier and healthier per generation. And it's just, it's a good trend. I think overall mental health, I think it's going to be, some people argue, oh, well, the digital age kind of fucked the mental health. I don't know. Right. I think there's an argument there, but I think it's going to be interesting to see the data that comes out of all of it. But I think generally the trend is in an upwards positive way. Right. I think mental health is going to be something that the next generation thinks about a lot, because obviously mental health is the most important thing. If your mental health is not in check, you're not going to do shit. You're going to be affecting people around you in a negative way. And obviously nobody wants to do that. But I think these are the things that the next generation is keeping on their mind, on the forefront of their dome, is mental health, like just health in general, right? These things are super important. And again, when we want to make decisions, being in a good mental state and having a healthy body is obviously two key factors. People can sit there and argue that all day long, but I mean, that there's no argument there, right? When you're in peak condition, you think better, you make better decisions, you affect your family and friends better in a more positive way. So that's not even an argument there. But anyway, this is just kind of everywhere, but it's just something I think about a lot. Like, even just, like, these kids. Like, again, I just talked to a random-ass kid on a cruise ship, not, like, on some weird, creepy shit, but just on some, like, we were just in an elevator, me and my girlfriend, and we just started chatting up with this kid. He's maybe, like, 15 years old. Kid's bright. Kid can communicate well. Like, I don't know. I see a lot of these kids, and I'm honestly blown away by them. Like, I'm impressed, and it makes me want to level up, makes me want to get better. And I think getting better is going to be a trend that the next generation keeps in mind as well. Like, just again, improving, self-improvement, like being connected, like all these things are just super important. And I think it's a good trend. I think it's a super good trend. I think it's obviously, it starts with the culture, right? We gotta have a good cultural impact. Like, culturally getting better has to be something that's on the forefront. And I think it is. Like, I think it really is. I think self-development and mental health is 100% on the rise. Like, we can't argue that. Like, more people are looking into mental health, I guess mental health in general, like the genre, right? Like, more people are looking into the genre of mental health, trying to get better, like, because getting better is obviously the best way forward. It's for everybody, you and everybody around you, but it's just interesting to me. I don't know. And I know I've just rambled the fuck on for 13 minutes now, but that's completely okay. It doesn't matter. This is all good conversation. And more importantly, fuck everything I just said. Literally, fuck all that shit I just said. I want to hear what you got to say. Like, literally, I want to hear what you think about this. Like, am I completely off? Like, what do you see? Like, I want to know what you see. Again, all feedback is good feedback. So it's just a trend that I'm excited about, that I see. And yeah, I just wanted to come on and talk about. But again, I want to know what you think. Do you see this too? Like, or am I just tripping? Am I just in some other completed world? I don't think I am. I think this is pretty relevant. So I want to hear your opinions, your thoughts. What are some shit that you're seeing? What do you think? So that is the end of today's episode. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm about to go. I'm on the cruise ship right now. I'm probably going to go to the gym and probably just go hang out in the jacuzzi or some shit. My girlfriend didn't want to go in the jacuzzi. I don't know why. I have to fucking force her into the jacuzzi. I thought everyone loves jacuzzi, like hot tubs. Like, who the fuck doesn't love that? Anyway, so I'm going to have to try to go to the gym, win an argument later about getting in the hot tub. You know how it goes. maybe pop open a brewski. I don't know. It's crazy. Like, the cruise ships, it's like everyone, there's a fucking bar everywhere. It's a bar everywhere. And I'm trying to be like healthy I'm trying to be. I want to be on point. I still want to go to the gym. It doesn't matter if I'm on the cruise or not. Like, I just, again, that's just for me, like for myself. Like, I like to just be on point. I like to just remain. This keeps me level headed. So I'm going to go crank out a workout after this episode. I hope everyone is enjoying their week. Again, message me. I want to hear your thoughts. What tell me some exciting shit that's coming up. What are some projects coming up? What are you excited about? I want to know all this shit. It's all super important to me. That is the end of today's episode. I will see you on the next one. Peace.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy. I've been going crazy lately. Yeah, I've been going crazy. I've been getting paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, that light clock, you major. I just set a new set of foes on a new Mercedes. Bitch trying to have my